640 WGST, The Sully Show. We're on each weekday between noon and 2, and every Friday, our chat with Rick Limpert, covering technology for a number of different sources, including us, 640 WGST. Follow him on Twitter, his handle, Rick Roswell. His work seen on lots of different channels, including Everything Georgia, and also periodically in the AJC as well. Rick joining us from Orlando. Buenos dias to you, or I guess buenas tardes to you.
Yes, buenos dias, Sully. Yeah, as long as my work is seen, that's all I really care about, and so the people can see it. But it's been a busy few weeks for me, and with CES and NASCAR and now golf, so looking forward to getting home this afternoon or tonight for a little while.
Well, you were down there at the outdoor demo day at the PGA Tour down there in Orlando. Tell us about this event. You talk about a group and a sport that has seen some dynamic advances in technology over the last several years. Golf certainly at the head of the list.
Yeah, it really is. Golf leads the way when it comes to sports technology on so many fronts. So they try out a lot of things in golf because, golf is an individual sport. It's really dependent on technology, and a lot of times it filters into other sports as well. So they have on Tuesday this week, they have a big demo day at one of the big driving ranges here in Orlando. And then the last 3 days, events today, we've been inside at the Orange County Convention Center for all the business of golf and all the booths and all the retailers. So it's 40,000 people. It's more than 1,000 exhibitors. It's like a mini CES. So this is a CES that I can actually walk without killing myself.
Now, there's always some celebrities within the sport and even surrounding it that are in attendance at this event. Who did you see that you were kind of in awe of down there?
Well, Bubba Watson he was a big star here early in the week, and just watching him hit balls is amazing. He can make golf balls in just about anything. So I wish I had half of or a fraction of what he had. But he's here. They've had even sport people from outside of golf, Lou Holtz and former Pittsburgh Steeler Lynn Swan is really involved in golf. He was here. So it's just anyone who's involved in the sport of golf, indirectly or directly, is here or in Orlando this week.
Interesting in your notes, the PGA, founded, of course, in the early 1900s. It is the largest working sports organization in the world with more than 28,000 dedicated men and women who are ambassadors to the sport of golf. People are really passionate about this sport.
They really are. And this is, that you're right, it's the 100th anniversary of the PGA of America. This is not the PGA Tour with the guys we watch on TV every weekend. This is the PGA of America. This is the grassroots organization of golf, the people that teach the sport of golf. It's their 100th anniversary this year, so they're celebrating that big time.
Some of the things, Rick, that you got to see on display down there, again, tons of technological advances in the sport of golf over the years. Talk about the, I need to make sure that we pronounce this correctly and nobody misunderstands what we're saying here. SHIP, S-H-I-P, sticks. Talk about these.
That's why I put it in there for you, Sully. I gotta get you going with SHIP sticks. This is, for people that travel and play golf, you have to bring your golf clubs along a lot of times, and it's really expensive and a hassle to check them on the airplane if you're flying somewhere. SHIP sticks will take your clubs ahead of time and ship them by FedEx or UPS to wherever you're going and ship them back for less money than it costs a lot of times to check your bags and onto a plane. And plus, they're treated better, it's safer, and like I said, less hassle. You don't have to lug your clubs around an airport. I think this is a great idea. ShipSticks.com for people that travel with their golf clubs is definitely worth taking a look at.
And even for people who just take that occasional trip, maybe once or twice a year, to a destination for some golf, be worth checking that out. ShipSticks.com. Just be careful how you pronounce it when you're on the radio, right?
Leave it to the professionals like you. That's what I do.
Talk about this BOA and FootJoy partnership.
I love this. I mean, FootJoy, most people know that FootJoy is a shoe company. They make golf shoes. But a lot of people don't know what BOA is. BOA technology, they're involved in a lot of different outdoor sports, involved with increasing the technology, improving technology, and they have partnered with FootJoy now for a BOA closure system on golf shoes. So basically, if you think back to similar to the Reebok pump days where you pump the shoes to get a great fit, now there's a little knob and you can kind of twist and turn to get your foot comfortable in the shoe. That serves as the laces. There's no laces per se. It's all done through a closure system, so get the comfort you want, get the stability you want. This is one of my favorite products of the show, my favorite shoe of the show. FootJoy and Boa are doing some great things with shoes, and I think this might carry over to other sports as well.
Hey, you know, and maybe that'll make its way over toward regular shoes at some point. We won't have to keep tying our shoes anymore.
It's coming. It's coming. This is not Velcro. You know, when you put the Velcro on your shoes, there's some cheesy way of doing it. This is high tech. This is safe. This is something that's going to last. This is an example of technology being tested in golf, and it'll filter its way to other things.
Good stuff from Boa and FootJoy. How about this Golf Zone simulator made in South Korea, or at least headquartered there? Talk about this company and their latest.
Yeah, Golf Zone simulators now have come to the U.S. for the first time. Golf Sully is huge in Asia, Korea, Japan. They have these huge simulators over there that people will actually go and play and practice golf on. Now they're coming to the U.S., so you can get these really high-tech, they're actually fairly expensive simulators in your home. I can't afford one. Maybe if we pool our money, Sully, we could afford part of one. But, you know, for people that like high-end golf simulators, GolfZone now is available in the U.S., and that's pretty big news.
What are these things starting out at? What's their lowest priced model?
I was scared to look. Sully, I don't even know. I was scared to look. I didn't want to take away from the awe of seeing this simulator in action, but I'll do some investigative reporting and report back to you on that.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of zeros or nines in that price tag.
A lot of numbers, and you know, when it gets to be that high, I'll leave it for someone else. Hopefully they invite me over to their house to try it out.
Just taking a look at some of the impact that Golf Zone has had on the sport around the world, it's pretty impressive. What a company.
25 simulators in use, you know, around the world with Golf Zone. And in Korea, it's huge, where their home is. 130,000 people are regular players on Golf Zone simulators. So if it catches on a fraction of that here in the U.S., it'll be successful.
Well, Rick, I don't need to work on my short game or my long game because, well, both of them are pretty horrible. I'm not really a big golfer. Unless you want to hang out with me on the mini golf course, and then I might do some damage to you. But the Biomech Putting App and Sensor, this is something else that could help people with their short game.
And maybe this can help you on your putt-putt course, Sully. We'll maybe give it a try. Biomech is a company that's really founded on fitness and health. And now they've evolved this in golf with, they have a putter out that's really a cool putter to use. We've talked about it before. Now they have an app and a sensor that goes on the putter that when you use it, it gives you tips on maybe what's wrong with your putting stroke, maybe where you're going wrong and why you're not making those long putts or short putts. And this is coming out very soon. I'm on board with it. This is an example of technology that works in golf because you can kind of customize this to fit your needs. And Biomech, there's a doctor that owns the company, and he's really involved and passionate with it. And anytime you can improve your putting and save some strokes on the during your round, it's a good thing.
Rick, spending some time in Orlando, Florida. It is the 100th anniversary of the PGA of America. And Rick was down there for the 63rd annual PGA merchandise show. Rick, conventions are fun, and you're kind of an expert in going to them.
that's great to be known for, I guess.
But
the king of convention.
There had to be some talk penetrating the halls of the convention here about Donald Trump and his absence in the debate last night on Fox News. How much political talk did you hear in the hallways? We think of people who play golf generally as very passionate with their political views, and how much chatter did you hear about Trump and the presidential campaign?
Yeah, there was chatter. So Donald Trump has been at this show numerous times in the past because he does, you know, his organization does own golf courses. So he has been here. His reps were here. There was talk, and it's scattered. It's like anywhere else. So I guess if you go into your local coffee shop, you'll find people talking about it. It's you know, it's water cooler talk, and it's all over the board. You got supporters. You got people that are shaking their head. You know, the golf community is totally aware of what's going on, especially when it comes to Donald Trump and the election. And I think that the golf world kind of slants, you know, Republican a little bit, but that doesn't mean that there wasn't Hillary and Bernie Sanders talk here, too.
And then you got Rick, who's just walking around thinking, focused like a laser beam on making those deadlines, right?
Yeah, guess what I'm wearing today, Sully?
I bet it's a pair of Crocs.
Crocs and cargo shorts. Well, what else would it be? And a golf shirt.
Rick, we have to hang out soon, man. I miss you.
Sully, you're the best. Every week is the highlight of my weekend.